Reflections. The aspirant lives a kind of double life. He sees all his experiences as personal events, just like other men do. But he also sees them again as material for study, what is and what ought to be his reaction to them. The lessons he learns from the analytic contemplation of his own errors are excellent, but costly. Whereas those he learns from the contemplation of other men's errors are excellent and free. From the ordinary point of view, the nature of an event determines whether it is a good or an evil one. From the philosophic point of view, the way he thinks about the event will determine whether it is good or evil for him. He should always put the two points of view together and never separate them. Always balance the short-range one by the long-range one. This habit of persistent daily reflection on the great verities, of thinking about the nature or attributes of the overself, is a very rewarding one. From being mere intellectual ideas, they begin to take on warmth, life, and power. To reflect upon that which we are will one day bring it into consciousness. To contemplate it by seeking the stillness in which it abides will one day make it a palpable presence. The mystery of mind is a theme upon which no aspirant can ever reflect enough, first, because of its importance, and second, because of its capacity to unfold his latent spirituality. Constant reflection on metaphysical and ethical themes reaches a point where one day its accumulated weight pushes him around the corner into a mystical realization of those themes, no less surely than meditation might have done. Those who will take the trouble to comprehend what all this means, and who will do what they can to practice the requisite exercises, will find with increasing joy that new life opening up to them.